I'm Brian Seip. I played quarterback for the Browns from 1972 to 1983. I remember getting a call, not the first day of the draft. It was actually the second day. I was told I was going to go to Cleveland. The idea of going to such a storied franchise like the Browns and going back into what I consider the old heart of the NFL was exciting. I got there the very first day, and I just remember kind of being in awe looking at that beautiful old structure on the lakefront there. Of course, Sundays were special. The fans were just how I would have expected them to be. They loved their Browns. When I first got there, wins were not that common. So I was pleasantly surprised by how much support we got. But as we started to win and became more successful, the place just went electric. A lot of our games, as people will remember, if they think about the Cardiac Kids, win or lose, it always seemed to come down to the last few plays. We were a football team that wasn't overly talented, to be quite honest with you, but we were fighters. I think that the city identified with us in a special way because of the tough times that the city was going through in their economics and the politics. And here we were. We were something on Sunday that they could just really be proud of. And I just was lucky to be pulling the trigger at that quarterback position. But nothing will rival those years in Cleveland, especially the years in the late 70s and early 80s when fans knew us as the Cardiac Kids and it seemed like anything was possible.